The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, September 2, 2018, is from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault, and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters He called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 through 13, New International Version, September 2, 2018. Introduction. With Genesis, the Bible begins to answer some who, what, when, why, where, and how questions that the Bible will answer and explain more fully and in greater detail from Genesis through Revelation. Among other truths, God progressively reveals in the Bible more truths about God's nature, God's purposes, and God's relationship with the universe and us. Who? God is God the Father, Jesus the Son of God, and the Spirit of God. What? They created the heavens and the earth, the entire universe, including its material, immaterial, and spiritual parts, out of nothing, by using no previously existing material. See Genesis 1:1, John 1, verses 1 through 5, Psalms 104, verse 30. When? From a human perspective, time began within eternity when they began to create the heavens and the earth. Why? They created the heavens and the earth for humankind. They created a beautiful place for the people that God created in His image, to live, to love, and to glorify God. A place where eternal relationships between God and His people and among His people could begin. Where? God created the universe outside of God. God is not the universe, and the universe is not God. God is separate from the universe that God created. God created the universe in space. How? God thought and willed to create. Then God declared and revealed what God intended to create and bring into existence. Then, by God's power alone, God created. God can and will do whatever God says or promises. God is not dependent on anything or anyone outside Himself. No one or no thing can prevent God from achieving His purposes. God is the sovereign Lord over all. God evaluates what He does, and only creates what is good, and only does what is good and right. Verse by verse commentary. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Eternity has no beginning and no end. God began time when God created the entire universe, the heavens and the earth. God's creation reveals God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. But some suppress the truth about God. Romans 1, 18. Despite all the evidence around and within us, the fool chooses to believe and say, there is no God. Psalms 14, 1. Genesis 1, 2. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. When God created the earth, God did so reasonably by using a logical step-by-step sequence that reveals God's wisdom and creative power to bring something out of nothing. Nothing cannot create something. God first created the earth as a substance that had no form, and nothing could live on it or within it as it was. The earth's beginning was similar to a lump of extremely, overly saturated, and very wet clay submerged in water that a potter might want to dry considerably before beginning to create a pot or piece of art. God created the material that God used to bring order to the earth and the heavens, and to fill them with all God created. The Spirit of God, preferable to wind of God, hovered over the mixture of land and water that God had created, similar to a potter carefully considering what he wants to do first as he looks over a formless lump of clay before beginning to work and express his creativity. Humans must create from pre-existing material. God did not use pre-existing material. God first created, out of nothing, the materials that God used in creating all God created. Genesis 1:3. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God wanted a material light to shine upon and over all God's creation. The light would reveal all God's handiwork to the angels. God spoke what God wanted done, and God did what God wanted done, and God revealed what God did. God is the Lord, the sovereign creator and ruler over all that God creates and maintains in existence. God reveals the truth about His divine nature and character by working in the light so all can see or learn about Him and His creation. See Romans 1. God can work in the dark, but most of God's living creatures need light to see and live. Spiritual light and life is in Jesus Christ. See John chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. As the spiritual light, Jesus created the material light outside Himself, and all material and spiritual light and life depends on Jesus. No light can exist independently of the Son of God. Genesis 1:4. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. When God created material light through Jesus Christ, who is the light, in his very spiritual nature, so the light could make plant, animal, and human life possible, God said the light was good. God did not say the darkness was good, and God separated light from darkness. But God made his creation so living beings could benefit from the darkness, by giving them the darkness as a time for rest, and so they could appreciate the sun and moon and the beauty of the stars, which they could also use for navigation. God brings what is good into creation. God distinguishes, evaluates, and can separate good from evil. God makes value judgments. Genesis 1:5. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Jesus Christ is our supernatural light, and God through Jesus Christ created natural light and separated the light from the darkness and named them day and night without first needing to create the sun and the moon and the stars to make light. God is not dependent on his creation for anything. God did not depend on the celestial bodies that God will later create to make light. In these early verses of Genesis, God revealed his way of working in general. In later verses, God will reveal more specifically how God created. The new Jewish day begins in the evening, and God brought light into darkness on the first day. Genesis 1:6. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." A vault, a firmament, an expanse, or a dome are various words used to interpret the Hebrew text to say that just as God could separate light from darkness that has no substance that we can feel, so God can separate material substances that we can feel to make our world, such as water from water. The firmament, or dome, could be understood by primitive peoples as the unscientific way of describing how the water in the sky is separate from the waters on the earth. Genesis 1:7. So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it, and it was so. What God says he will do, he will do. God reveals himself as absolutely trustworthy and all-powerful. God will keep his promises and do what he says. Having placed light in the darkness to reveal his creative efforts, on the second day, God created space for animals and birds and people to live and move and have their being. Genesis 1:8. God called the vault sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. As the sovereign creator God, God named the space above the earth sky. The first and second day included both the creation of natural light and sky, and the separation of light from the darkness and water from water, which will make human life possible and enjoyable. All God created is in earth, sky, and water would be for good. Genesis 1:9. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let the dry ground appear," and it was so. Next, God separated the land from the seas. To the Hebrews, a sea was any body of water surrounded by land, such as the Sea of Galilee, which we might call a lake. After working vertically, by separating water from water, God now works logically and horizontally by separating the water from the composition of various matters and minerals that compose the land. Thus God made room for plants and animals to live in the water and on the land, with air to breathe above and below the waters. God intended to create life that could inhabit everything He made in land, water, and sky. Genesis 1:10. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters He called seas, and God saw that it was good. Throughout Genesis 1, we see how God has the intellectual ability and the power to do whatever God wants. God also has the ability to distinguish good from bad, right from wrong, make value judgments, and evaluate what He does. We learn that in every situation and in everything God does only what is good. Some may think God does evil from time to time, but this comes from a person's limited knowledge of God. Beginning with Genesis, the Bible reveals the true character and nature of God. Genesis 1:11. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their kinds, and it was so." To further demonstrate God's creative power for all to see and understand, God created the land with the ability to grow and sustain vegetation that people would later use for crops and building materials. God made plants that produced seeds and fruits that could reproduce themselves without needing God's direct intervention for every plant to reproduce itself. God made seeds and plants that would reproduce themselves according to their kinds, which would later help mankind as they planted, sowed, and reaped. Corn will not produce carrots, and apple trees will never produce lemons or limes. Note, some humans have manipulated and modified some plants, animals, and people so they cannot reproduce themselves. Genesis 1:12. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds, and God saw that it was good. Repeatedly, Genesis reminds us that whatever God intends to do, God can accomplish, and all God did in creating the world was good. Whatever God wants to do today, God can do. No created being can prevent God's purposes or stop God from doing whatever God wills to do. All creation depends on God for everything. Whatever happens in creation, God always works everything out for the good of those who love Him. See Romans 8:28-30. Genesis 1:13. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. During the first 3 days of God's creation, God made the earth and the sky and the vegetation ready to support animal and human life. Animals and humans need air to breathe and food to eat. Genesis shows how God does everything to meet the needs of all He creates before these needs are needed. All we need for life, both material and spiritual, God provides. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Describe What was the earth like after God first created the heavens and the earth? 2. After creating the heavens and the earth, what did God create next? Why do you think God created that next? 3. As God created, what judgments did God make? 4. What are some of the items God separated as God created day by day? 5. What are some things you have learned about God in this lesson? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Natural and Supernatural Light, September 2nd, 2018, Genesis 1, 4. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. After creating the heavens and the earth, God said, "Let there be light," and the light shined into the darkness. Genesis 1, 3. From the New Testament, we learn that all things were made through Jesus Christ, and nothing was made without him. John 1, 3. We also learn that life was in Jesus, and the life was the light of all people. John 1, 4. Jesus Christ, the supernatural light of the world, created the natural light that revealed God's creative work to the watching angels and makes life on earth possible. Because of both the natural and supernatural light, in Jesus we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. We also learn from Genesis that God had the power to create the natural light without first needing to create the sun and the stars. Furthermore, God did not need to rotate the earth to separate the light from the darkness. When God separated the light from the darkness, God said that the light was good. After creating the sun, moon, and stars, God used the darkness to give animals and people time to rest and enjoy a starry night. Ever since creation, both the natural and supernatural light have shined in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 1, 5. Genesis reveals the wisdom, power, and goodness of God. Jesus is the true light that enlightens everyone. Therefore, Paul wrote, "What can be known about God is plain." And, ever since the creation of the world, his eternal power and divine nature, invisible though they are, have been understood and clearly seen through the things he has made. John 1, 9 and Romans 1, 19. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.